Kia ora I te iwi nau mai, hoki mai, ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku, o te ika. Ko te kaupapa kōrero I tēnei wā tētahi haerenga me kīra hei tautoko I te kaupapa haka mōmori I Wanganui I o tātou tāne Māori, huri noa I te rohine. Hoi no rā, ko tai mai, tētahi manuhiri kīro whare papāho hei kōrero mō tēnei take. Me tāwhiri a ki tātou ki te reo tuarua, a ki te whakatau I tō tātou manuhiri. So tēnā koe, bro, can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in the Far North?
Tēnā koutou. My name is Rangi, Rangi Turner, and I am about to ride from Cape Iranga to the Bluff on a push bike. I'm riding for, you might know this, most of you probably know him, is Mike King, is Key to Life Suicide Prevention, and I'm an avid follower of Key to Life, and also been suicidal most of my life due to a not so good life, and drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and so it's my now I've stepped up and I've gone to man up and lifted up my game. I've taken ownership of my life and I'm drug and alcohol free.
And
I've come back from the gangs in the streets of New Zealand, of Aotearoa, down in Huntly, and we're about raising fathers to look after our children. And this is what the kaupapa is about. It's about the growing rate of suicide in our Polynesian brothers. And mainly, which is so troubling, is the growing suicide in our youth. And it's growing at an alarming rate. And I'm trying to raise awareness to family who could be the solution and not half the problem. And to our people to not turn a blind eye and not let our loose youth suffer so much anymore, you know. I manned up and I run, I facilitate Man Up. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to better our lives to lay a foundation for our youth coming through, to give them a better tomorrow and a better chance, to give them tools and guide them to deal with everyday issues that is really troubling them and putting them down.
I just like to quickly acknowledge the Man Up kaupapa because we have had a lot of members coming in to have kōrero about this kaupapa, their triumphs and the things that they've been through in their past, which has actually led them to come through, and they're actually paving a pathway for all of those, not just men, but it's women too, because we have the Legacy Program as well, eh? And all of them are just coming through and shedding more light for those whānau that think that there is no other avenue for them in life other than gangs and violence. So I just want to acknowledge your guys' kaupapa for the work that you are doing in our community, and you can see a lot of it. We see our Man Up whānau down here every week in Kaitaia supporting that kaupapa. I'd just like to acknowledge you too for coming on board to help this kaupapa, as it is Mental Health Awareness Week and you are taking this journey tomorrow for your 50th birthday?
My 50th birthday.
So in terms of preparation, what have you done in order to ensure safe passage from Te Rerenga Wairua all the way down to Te Upoko o Te Ika?
Well, first is acknowledge that last year in October I suffered a heart attack. Now this is after years of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, stress on my body, and you know, we live a life that we say is normal, but it's actually abnormal. We just make it normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's been normal for our brothers to get up and go to the next party, run off and leave our family and go to a pub and get drunk. It's been normal for us to go out and live amongst violence and promote violence and be violent. It's normal for us to go up and get high, you know, but it ain't. It's an abnormal life that we've made normal. And the result of that is our children are growing up without the right teachings and the right guidance from us as leaders to deal with the situations that they're going to face in life. They're not taught how to be good parents. You know, they're not taught how to be a good partner. They're not taught how to be a good father. And yes, we have Man Up, we have Legacy, we have Boys to Men for our youth, we have Legacy Diamonds for our young girls, and that's growing like wildfire in Auckland. You know, so actually, you know, what would you do if you had the opportunity to save lives? You know, when I struggled for my breath last year, it scared me and I wasn't ready to go. Before that, I thought I was invincible, that I'd live forever and life didn't matter. But when I was struggling for that one breath, it was such a painful and scary path. And then what have I prepared for myself that was right? I gave my heart to the Lord.
Mm.
You know, and I prayed for this journey. I prayed for the Lord to give me strength and to give me the words to speak on his behalf of what he wants to tell us his children. Suicide is taking his children away from him.
Mm.
You know, and that really affects me and hurts me, because for so long I turned my back on God and I didn't believe he existed.
Mm.
Yet he was the reason why I came out of such dangerous situations and lived on.
Mm.
He gave me a second chance after my heart attack to say, hey, you got mahi to do. Now go up and give it your best.
Mm. I think one of the key points is that a lot of Māori people, no matter what kind of health issues you have, whether it is a heart attack or, you know, growing issues with diabetes in the Māori and Pacific people, everyone's waiting until something dramatic happens in their family, like a heart attack, to change their lives. Do you have any words of encouragement for our whānau listening to try and change those habits before, you know, something devastating has to happen, before we realise, hey, we need to stop?
Yes, Māori have three major addictive behaviours.
Mm.
One is drugs, the other is alcohol, and the third one is food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, food is one of our biggest killers of our Māori people. You know, the food we eat is creating these diseases, is feeding these diseases that take our lives.
Mm.
I had a brother in hospice, and that's who, another one I'm writing for, is hospice. Now, my brother got diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer, and we had him on alternative therapy. Now, he was beating his cancer,
mm.
but he came to me one day and he said, bro, I can't handle it. I love the taste of sweet food.
Mm.
I love my sugars. I love my fats. So I gave him a choice. Either spend your last couple of days alive eating what you love, or eat the right foods and starve this cancer, you know, and live a lot longer. He chose food.
Mm.
Majority of my family, food killed them.
Mm.
I had cousins that were having angina attacks and they're crying to me in the hospital bed saying, I don't want to die. But they have a big bowl of boil up sitting on their lap,
mm.
you know, and their family are saying, bro, you know, you got to live.
Mm.
And their family brought the boil up to them.
Mm.
Our food that we love so much is killing us,
mm.
you know, because why? It's the fatties that we love, the greasies, the sugars. And that's what feeds cancers. That's what racks up diabetes,
mm.
you know, and high blood pressure. So all I say, if you really treasure your life, you know, look at your kids.
Mm.
Look at your kids. Do you want to spend your days sick, obese, and not being able to walk out, go for walks with them, not being able to run in the park, not being able to lift them,
mm.
not being able to see them grow? Because they're looking up to you and they don't want to say goodbye.
Mm. Ai, tēnā koe. I'd like to thank you for coming on our show today and having a kōrero and expressing your whakaaro and your journey about this kaupapa. However, do you have any final words for our listeners here in the far north?
Yes, I just want to say all of this functions in our life, all the troubled lives, and we can't see a way out. I'm going to say this to you. Man up has the keys. Man up has a solution.
Mm.
We don't harden up, we open up. And that's the key to our men, is we spend our lives containing and holding all that hurt and all that anger inside, and we don't know how to deal with it. When your heart breaks, your mind shuts down, you know, and if you don't open up and get that out, it's called emptying yourself out, you know, spewing all that rubbish out of you. When you get it out of you, you start to identify what was causing all that pain. You know, you start to find the core issues. And when you know your demon inside, you can deal with it, you can confront it, you can beat it. And the final thing I gotta say is, hey, you know, I could do all things through Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And that's my key there, is I walk with God, and he's given me that strength to come back from a heart attack. He's given me that vision to go out there and speak on to our tamariki and to our whānau out there, that God loves you. He wants you to do the right thing by your life and live to his words, so we can have an eternal life. Our life here is but a mere second.
Mm. Ai, tēnā koe. I'd just like to thank you once again for coming on our show today. Hoi nō rā e te iwi, kua mimiti te puna kōrero i kone e hakaronga nakau te ki te hōtaka o taumatahanga i runga i te hikua te ika. Mai tonu mai.